Hey, Matt. Right here, Matt. Back in another AFC Championship game, how is your past ones, how does the experiences there help you going forward this week?
You know, that's really tough to say. I think because each season is so unique, each team is so unique, and every situation that we've been in has been different, I don't really think you can compare this situation to past ones. Certainly, knowing the atmosphere and what that's going to be like, knowing the competitive nature of the game, what that's going to look like, will be somewhat helpful. But at the end of the day, it's about showing up and playing well, and that's really all that matters.
Matthew, it seemed like last week there was a sense of fear surrounding the Ravens. This week, because of history, there's maybe a sense of comfort, and I know you guys say history doesn't make a difference, but what do you guys do just to make sure you're not resting on your laurels and overlooking the Colts?
Well, I certainly wouldn't say there's a sense of comfort amongst the players and the coaches in our locker room. I think we have a sense of urgency and understanding what this football team is capable of. And they've won two games. They're arguably the hottest team in the AFC with one of the best young players in this league in Andrew Luck. So we understand that this game is going to be a dogfight. And whoever doesn't play well, whoever doesn't show up, their season is over. And that's the reality. So sense of comfort is not what we have at all. I think there's a sense of urgency. I think we understand that we have to play better than we did last week, or we will be watching the next game.
Hey, Matt, have you found through your experience in these types of games that special teams, which are important all the time, take on even greater urgency and greater importance than they normally do?
Certainly. As we've spoken with many of you about this over the course of the season, those plays are unexpected. Big plays in the King game are unexpected. And when you're able to have a huge momentum play like that, especially in a game of this magnitude, it really can be the difference in the ball game. So I think those are plays that we can't take for granted. We have to go out each snap and have a sense of urgency and understanding that that could be the play that changes the game. And I think we have to prepare with that same sense of urgency and understand that, hey, you know, our phase of the game, it might be 20 snaps a game, but it could be all the difference at the end of the game.
Matt, over here. Tom was in here before saying that during the week he's kind of a mellow guy, but once the 3 hours on Sunday, he just lets it rip, his emotions and all that. Do you ever look at him during a game and say, what is this guy doing? I mean, is he going nuts? Why is he going so crazy? And is that what he's like?
Well, after playing with him for 7 years now, you just know that Tom's a competitor and he wants to do well. And he's going to do whatever he can, whatever's in his power, to encourage us to play better, to motivate himself to play better, and at the end of the day, for us to win the game. So whatever that takes, if that's him yelling at us and going crazy, then so be it. You know, we're just out there to compete and play well and hopefully have team success at the end of the day.
Hey, Matt. Josh Cribbs wasn't on the team for the first time you played them. Can you talk a little bit about what he brings to their return game?
Well, certainly when you look at Josh Cribbs, he's one of the best return men to have ever played in this league. And I think that dynamic that he brings is going to have to change the way we prepare this week, knowing how aggressive he is. He's willing to take chances. He's willing to put his body in compromising situations at some time for the betterment of his team and all in the name of field position and making a big play. So I think he's unique in that he's such a large man. I know we said that last week with Jacoby, but it's the same thing this week with him and just how aggressive he is. So I think as cover guys, we can't allow ourselves to get comfortable and assume anything with this guy because he's liable to take it the distance any play.
Thank you, Matt.
All right, guys.